5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, ignition, liftoff.
Hi everybody, I'm Brian Clapp, Director of Content for WorkinSports.com, and this is the Work in Sports Podcast. As you listen to this episode, I'll be in sunny Phoenix on a business trip with the rest of the Work in Sports crew, coming up with new ideas, features, and business objectives for our site, the leading job board for the sports industry. Quick check. Yep, we still have over 10,000 sports jobs available on our site, 10,148 jobs to be exact, so the odds are in your favor since you only need one of them. I left Philadelphia, which was 25 degrees and starting to snow, and now I'm in Phoenix. Much better. I may do a Facebook Live from the Phoenix office, so keep a lookout for that in the coming days as well. Give you a little tour of the office. What the heck, right? Coming up on Wednesday, Melanie Newman, broadcaster for the AA Frisco Rough Riders, one of only five women doing play-by-play in professional baseball. It was really an honor talking to her. Real pleasure. It's a great interview. I know you're going to enjoy it. As for today, it's a QA session day, which means I'm answering a fan question. This one's from Peter in Chicago. Hi, Brian. Love the podcast. After Cody Parkey double-doinked the game-winning field goal, losing to the Eagles in the playoff, I literally closed myself in a room and listened to your podcast. It took my mind off what just happened and helped me transition back to real-life goals. It also got me thinking about a question. When is the best time of year to get hired in sports? Is there a seasonality effect to hiring that you've noticed in your career? What a cool question, Peter, and I have to say I'm honored that I occupied your ear holes in such a time of misery. As you likely know, I live outside of Philly, but I'm from Boston, so last year's Super Bowl was particularly tough on me. So I feel you, Peter. Trust me. Let's talk hiring seasons. There are really two, maybe three answers for this. There's a segment for internships and for full-time work, but then there's also some variance based on sport. So let's start there. The overarching theme here is that if you want to work in professional sports, a vast majority of hiring takes place in that team's offseason. Usually after the season ends, people take a little bit of time off because it's a long season, every sport, especially baseball. It's a really long season. People are grinding and then they need to recharge a bit. They usually spend a few weeks around the office afterwards, like maybe say like season ends, everybody kind of, you know, does a couple season ender meetings, then they take a little bit of time off, then they come back, re-energize, spend a few weeks around the office planning for what is next. What do we need for next season? What are our budgets? Where are there holes on staff? What did we learn from last season? You do kind of a post-mortem in a way. I've noticed that hiring usually ramps up about 1 month to maybe a month and a half after the season ends for teams. Now, some teams, if they are out of the playoff race, you know, they'll get started a little bit early so they can get the most talent before some of the other prime teams come back in. It's almost like a free agency kind of thing. So just be on the lookout in that month to month and a half afterwards. Now, during the season, teams fill holes, of course. If someone leaves the sales department, they'll hire their replacement. But the larger number of openings become public in that 1 to 2 month period after the season ends. Now, that's on the team side. But if we were just talking about regular old sports jobs at networks, at conferences, athletic departments, at agencies, mid-January, i.e. right now, is actually a big hiring period. Well, why? Well, most companies don't like to hire much between November and December. It is hard to integrate a new hire when staff are on vacations and there's a general lull around the office as we jump from holiday to holiday and throw in some parties. Now, think about this. Usually when somebody's starting new, they might shadow somebody for a while. What if there's a lot of people on vacation and it's hard to get them with time with their manager and then this senior person is out this week? And it's hard to get scheduling done and get people integrated and up to speed quickly during that holiday period. It's just different. So most in HR will wait on their hires unless it's needed immediately. Also, most businesses have an idea on their budget allocations come the first of the year. So they may have capital ready for a new hire once January 1st happens. You know, there's also like new sales forecasts and new company goals and initiatives, and this can lead to openings in the new year as somebody spends the second half of the year projecting for the first half of the following year or the coming year, I should say. They might know that there's higher goals, there's more things that they need to get to reach those goals. There might be a new budget associated. So January can be the time where they often hit the ground running. Now, the first week of January is a blur. people are getting caught up on all the things they neglected at the end of December and throughout the holidays. So don't send in your app or expect to get an informational interview or really try to do too much that first week. People are really just getting their feet back underneath them in that first week back in the office. Come back hard in week two. Now, just to be clear here, there's also a lot more competition in January, since there are tons of people making New Year's resolutions to get new jobs. So the battle for attention ensues. My general recommendation is, rather than leaning on any kind of seasonality or patterns, is to have a consistent approach to your job search. Do a self audit so you know where your skills stack up and where you have gaps. Find jobs on our site that interest you. Customize your cover letter and resume for that specific job. Set up informational interviews. Reach out to people in the network via social media channels. Keep up these kind of activities and you'll be looking good all year and not too focused in one section. Now, I mentioned earlier, there is one other time of year that has a lot of hiring, and that is the kind of internship segment. And that happens a lot in July. Fall semester internships are huge, and most organizations gather up resumes in May and June, and then they start doing the actual callback for interviews in July, and then they make hiring decisions in August. Trust me, this is the cycle. I've heard from so many people in June who are like, oh my gosh, I applied to 10 internships and I haven't heard anything and I don't know what to do. And I say, wait, just wait. Next thing you know, July rolls around and they're saying, wow, I have 5 phone interviews next week. What advice do you have for phone interviews? So we just go into the next problem, you know, you go into the next part of the conversation, and that's the cycle. So I hope this helps give you some clarity, Peter, and everyone else out there listening, is that yes, there are moments of the year where there's a uptick in activity in the sports job world, but I would say keep your activities consistent throughout the year. Keep that search going in workinsports.com. See those jobs that are interesting to you. Figure out those gaps you have. If there's certain things the industry is looking for that you don't have, fill those gaps throughout the year. Keep building your network. Keep having informational interviews. Keep communicating out there, you know, to all the people in your network that you think can help you, and having those personal conversations of depth. And you're going to see good things happen. So keep up your activities on a consistent level. Thanks for being here. Make sure to tune in Wednesday for my interview with Melanie Newman, and then Thursday, live from the Work and Sports Facebook page, our weekly live sessions. These have become a lot of fun. I started these out thinking I'll do a 15-minute kind of tutorial and then 15 minutes of a Q&A, like people can ask questions and I'll just sit there and answer them. What it's turned into is I do 15 to 20 minutes of a tutorial on a certain subject or theme, and then I sit in there for 40 minutes answering questions. So we're going for an hour most nights. You don't have to be there the whole time, but it's fun to be in there. And if somebody else is asking a question, it might very well be something you're interested in as well. It's a really fun interactive experience. Why I would suggest to all of you to come in and hang out during our Facebook Live sessions. Again, Thursday nights, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. We also do publish the replay on our Work in Sports Facebook page, on our Work in Sports podcast group, and on our blog. So you're not gonna, and on our YouTube channel, we're everywhere. So you're not going to miss it. But the live part is a lot more fun. So I hope this helps you out, Peter. And I hope that you're doing a little bit better this week and you can cheer for the Eagles to lose. No, I don't mean that. You just let it go. Let it go. That's what I always say. Now get back to work.